consistently attract and enroll 25K clients into my own business. I'm not an influencer with thousands of followers or this massive community. I haven't spoken on big stages, and I'm definitely not part of the cool kids club where all the big coaches live in. And yet, I'm able to very consistently attract high-end clients who pay me to help solve their messaging and their marketing problems. I'm sure that some of you have wondered why it is that some coaches out there can easily enroll clients at 25K, 50K, or even 100K, while other people struggle to be able to attract clients who pay $2,000 for what you do. The difference isn't in your credentials and your experience, or believe it or not even in the results that you get for your clients. Honestly, the difference is that everything that you do is aligned in your business. And that means your messaging, your positioning, your content, your sales process, everything to attract the type of person who naturally invests at that level. So today, I'm going to break down for you exactly how we consistently enroll clients at 25K and more. And I'm going to start with the most important piece that most coaches and consultants completely miss out. Because here's what I see happen all the time. Coaches who are creating these amazing programs, getting clients incredible results, but then they say things like, I know that my work is worth at least 25K, but I can't find clients who will pay me that much. Or my market is not used to investing at that level, or maybe what I need to do is just lower my prices to be more accessible. But what I want to understand is that the truth is that if you're not enrolling clients at the level that you want to charge, it's not because those clients don't exist. It's because everything in your business right now is basically optimized for a different type of buyer. And so what I'm going to be doing today is walking you through exactly what we have shifted in our business to be able to consistently attract and enroll 25K clients all the time. So the first thing that you need to understand about enrolling and attracting these premium types of clients is this. You can't attract a 25K client with a message that is designed for 2K buyers. You can't use content strategies that speak to people who are price shopping and expect to attract people who are here to invest based on value. You can definitely not position yourself as affordable or accessible and then be surprised when people are negotiating your prices. Everything in your business, from your website to your content to your sales conversations, everything needs to be designed very specifically for what I call power buyers. Now, power buyers are action-taking, vision-driven individuals who are basically ready to invest in that transformation right now. They have a sense of internal urgency to be able to solve their problems, and these are the type of people who value expertise over cost. But what most coaches don't understand is that power buyers consume information very differently. They make decisions differently. They evaluate expertise differently than people who are like trying to save, right? So if your business is still optimized for the wrong type of buyer, you're never going to attract the right type of buyer in. What I want you to get is that power buyers don't need you to convince them that they have a problem. They already know that they have a problem, right? They're very likely actively looking for someone to guide them to the solution. So what that means is that your entire approach to marketing and to sales very likely needs to shift. Instead of creating content that agitates pain points, you need to focus on creating content that shows your sophisticated understanding of the situation. Instead of trying to convince them that they need help, you need to show them why your approach is really the right solution. And instead of overcoming objections about whether they should invest or not, you need to be having conversations about whether you're the right person for that transformation. So what happened to us is that when we shifted our entire business to that approach, our conversion rates really went up from about 30% to over 60%. Not because we were better at sales or we were using more tactics, but because we started attracting people who were already pre-sold on working with somebody at our level, right? And so to me, this really starts with you understanding who your buyer actually is. I'm not talking about doing ICA, ICP exercises and filling out a bunch of worksheets, trying to define your ideal client in ways that most people are defining them. I'm talking about the deep work, really uncovering the psychological insights, the triggers, the very precise ways in which those buyers are seeing and living their problem right now. To me, this is honestly the key to aligning everything in your business to be able to attract these power buyers in. And so what happens is that when you understand your buyers even more, it changes how you create content and it changes your marketing strategies and tactics, right? So for us, one of the biggest shifts that we made was moving away from tip-based content, educational how-to content, to really focus on insight-driven content. I feel like most coaches are creating content that is really helpful, right? They're sharing tips, advice that could benefit basically anybody at any level, but power buyers aren't looking for tips. They're looking for deeper insights that are gonna help them see their situation in a very different way. They wanna work with people who really understand something that others don't. Somebody that has a unique perspective on why their problem exists. And like, what is that unique solution that you're bringing? To me, that is what the angle of mastery is about. It's about understanding what is your unique lens through which you are seeing everything, the problem, the solution, the situation. How do you present that in a way that would really capture somebody's attention and really showing them that you understand them at the level that they're at? Again, if we're thinking about attracting 25K clients, what do 25K problems look like? How do I create solutions that feel like the right solution for that level? When you do that, your content ends up attracting more power buyers because you're showing them this different level of sophistication that they're looking for in an expert. And it very naturally also filters out people who are not necessarily ready for that level of work, which means that your sales conversations end up being really aligned and easy because they already know in a way that they need what you have to sell. So from there, one of the biggest shifts that we made was then moving away from very traditional discovery calls or strategy sessions to what we call 15-minute expert audits. In my case, what I do is brand message assessment. So instead of spending like an hour trying to uncover somebody's problems and then pitching our solution, what we do is these 15-minute assessments where I am able to really deliver immediate value by analyzing their current messaging and identify very specific improvement opportunities. I'm showing my expertise, I'm revealing insights, and I'm literally writing their copy for them and showing them, here's how I would do messaging if I were you. Obviously for our clients, that's not exactly how they approach it, but there's a system around that as well. So the reason why that approach works is because power buyers can immediately recognize the value of your unique perspective, right? They're not wondering if you know what you're doing. They're asking you how they can work with you. So for us, our brand message assessments have an 80% conversion rate to our enrollment calls, meaning that about 80% of the people that I talk to on those 15-minute calls at the end of it are like, okay, how can you just help me do that? How do I implement this? And so we move them to a sales call, but I told them the price before that. They have a lot of information. And so they're really prepared by the time that they get on that sales call, which means that that final piece is really just a very natural next step for these people, right? And it really has changed the way that we approach the sales conversation because most coaches are doing traditional sales calls where they're trying to convince people that they even have a problem sometimes or why they need to invest. And it creates a dynamic where the coach is in a position of convincing and that potential client or the lead is kind of like resisting in a way, right? But when everything in your business is really designed for your power buyers, from your content to the way in which you do sales, everything just becomes more natural. It's about that like mutual fit and logistics rather than convincing or overcoming objections. We rarely get objections. Our enrollment calls feel more like planning sessions where we're mapping to see if like what the transformation could look like and which of our programs makes most sense. We're not trying to convince anybody that we can help them. By that point, they already know that we can help. We've already proven to them that we can help them, right? So we're not trying to convince them about investing. These are people who understand the value of an investment, especially at that 25K level. We're simply determining whether we're the right people for them and when can we start almost, right? And so that shift in dynamic is what really allows us to consistently enroll clients at 25K and above without using any high pressure tactics or any manipulation at all. And so for us, what's powerful about that approach is that every single element that I just mentioned is basically reinforcing the other because your content attracts power buyers. Those assessments become much more valuable because you're working with more sophisticated problems, which is awesome. And then you deliver those assessments in a way that is really genuine to these problems that they have. Therefore, the enrollment conversations become just logical and simple, and the people that enroll get better results and then refer you the other people. So it's like this, you know, very beautiful process that is very positive at the same time and just keeps on reinforcing itself, and it keeps on attracting higher level clients at the same time. So that's a little bit of what the backstory is of what we do in order to be able to attract these power buyer clients who are investing 25K or more with working with us. Obviously, we also enroll people at a lower level, but we almost every single month, basically, we are able to attract and enroll 25K clients into our business who go on and get incredible results, and they pay in full, they come in, they take action, and they're amazing clients. So if you want to realize or look at how your messaging is coming across, if you're speaking to power buyers or you're speaking to the type of people who are budget shopping or not, what I invite you to do is to book that 15-minute brand message session with me. You could do it at brandmessagesession.com. You'll find the link underneath this episode. And what I'm going to do on that call is I'm literally going to take a look at your content, your website, your LinkedIn profile, whatever that is. And I'm going to give you very specific optimization tips and things that you can immediately implement. Like literally the moment that we hang up, you can go and do it and see exactly how you can optimize your message to be able to speak to the type of people who are ready to invest at a higher level, whether that is 5K or 10K or 25K or more. And so that's kind of what we're able to do. Make sure that you book that call below. And I also have a training where I go a little bit deeper into how to speak to and attract power buyer clients. You can find it at readytoinvestclients.com. You'll also find the links below. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. I will see you in another episode. Bye.